Just near Govindakund, where you have just come from, to the left of our parikrama route is Gauri Kund, a very holy place. There is a famous story of that place. Abhimanyu Jatila Kutila from Javat. They were thinking that Sri Radharani is spending time with Krishna. So they made a decision. One day Abhimanyu was walking down the road and he met Purnamasi and told her that we have decided to move to Mathura. And Purnamasi said, please do not do this so hastily. First, you should have Radharani worship Goddess Gauri at Gauri Kund. So Radharani was sent. She went to Gauri Kund and Krishna met her just in that place. Now this news came to Abhimanyu. So he came with his mother and sister. Because Purnamasi said that these are all rumors. You really don't have the moral right to move to Mathura unless you personally see Radha and Krishna together with your own eyes. So when they heard that Krishna was in the vicinity where Srimati Radharani was going to worship Gauri, they came. And when they came in the temple, Krishna dressed up as the deity Gauri and stood right in front of the deity. And Sri Radharani was worshipping Gauri, Krishna. So when Abhimanyu Jatila entered, Gauri was speaking to Radharani. He said, I do not know if it is possible to fulfill your prayer. So Abhimanyu asked, what was her prayer? What was Radharani's prayer? And Brindadevi said, I don't think I can tell you what that prayer was. No, you must tell me. Said, I don't think I have a right to tell you, but I'll tell you. The prayer was to relieve you of a great burden. Abhimanyu said, What burden? What burden? The burden is that Kamsa has decided to capture you, cut off your head, and offer it to Lord Shiva the day after tomorrow. So he was praying. Gauri, please, save me. She said, no, it is not possible to save you. Then Srimati Radharani prayed, please save my Abhimanyu. And Gauri said, Radharani, because your love and your devotion is so pure, because you are the supreme chaste of all women in all creation, I cannot say no when you ask for your prayer. But I'm so attached to you, I will only fulfill your prayer of saving the life of Abhimanyu if you promise that you will never leave Vrindavan and come here regularly to worship me. And Abhimanyu jumped up and Jatila jumped up and said, we promise, we will never ever take Radharani out of Vrindavan. So be it. Then they decided to cancel their plans to move to Mathura. So that is one of the many beautiful pastimes of Gauri Kund. We also passed on the right side, on the Govardhan Hill, is a temple of Doka Dauji. It's hard to see the deity because only the goats and the Vrijabhasis climb the hill, and cows also. But that is the place that Lord Balaram is seeing the Basant Ras Leela of Radha and Krishna. If you remember last year, we visited Chandra Sarovar. Chandra Sarovar is a place, and close by also is Rasastali. That is where Radha and Krishna and the topmost of the gopis would meet during the spring season to perform their Rasa Leela in this most divine environment of Sri Govardhan Hill. It is explained that Balaramji got on top of the mountain because he would not personally come in the presence of Krishna and gopis when they were enjoying their leelas together. When we were at that Kund Gwalpokar, it is explained by our acharyas, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami, Sridhar Swami, that Krishna and Balaram had two different sets of gopis. And that is, we're together there. So Balaramji wanted to witness the beautiful Rasa dance. So he climbed on top of Govardhan Hill and was watching all the way at the Rasa Stali and at Chandra Sarovar. And when he saw Krishna reciprocating love with his topmost devotees, the Braja Gopis, Balaramji became completely immersed. He became so totally immersed in Krishna that he was kind of crouching in a way, in rapt attention, completely motionless. And in his absorption, his body became black, with the same complexion of Shamsundar. So Doka Dauji is where Balaramji is in a beautiful blackish form, looking very intensely toward Chandra Sarovar, where he's eternally witnessing Krishna's Leela. We have come to a very, very holy place. On this side is Apsara Kund, and here is Navala Kund. Dhanyavad. Krishna resides on the bank of Apsara Kund in 24 of his principal incarnations. And when Krishna would play with his gopas and herd the cows in this area, sometimes here at Apsara Kund, Krishna would actually reveal various incarnations of his to the cowherd boys. And sometimes even during the spring season, he would reveal his various incarnations to the gopis of Vrindavan. During the puja of coronating Krishna as Govinda, the supreme worshipable lord of the creation of the demigods, the principal apsaras came and they performed abhishekam of Krishna here at Apsara Kund. But acharyas worship this place mostly because a very, very confidential and deep story took place here. When Radha and Krishna and the gopis were exchanging spiritual love at the Rasastali, they came here. And here, due to their love, their bodies melted. Radharani and the gopis' spiritual bodies melted in ecstasy to fill the Apsara Kund. And Krishna's body melted in spiritual ecstasy to fill Navala Kund. Now, this may seem like a fantastic story, but on the spiritual realm, please understand, in the world of Brahm, everything is possible. The most wonderful things that the minds can ever conceive are small things for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Krishna's love for Radha and Gopis, how much it pleased their hearts to see his body literally melt in ecstasy and fill a kund that they could bathe in. And reciprocally, Sri Radha and Gopis, just to please Krishna by their love for him, their bodies melted in ecstasy of their love for Krishna in a kund, to create a kund that Krishna could bathe in. And so merciful they are that those kunds are still here today, so that we, and who are we, just lowliest, most fallen persons with little faith and little devotion, but by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and the great acharyas of their line, and our beloved Prabhupada, we could come here and actually understand in truth the significance of these places and pray for faith and bathe our consciousness in hearing the narration. Bathe our hearts in prayer that our hearts may also melt. Our hearts may... Narottam Das Thakur prays in this way. When will my heart melt in ecstasy when I chant the name of Goraka? When will tears fall from my eyes and my limbs tremble and my hair stand on end when I chant the names Hari Hari? And when will I give up all desire to enjoy the selfish pleasures of this world? Vishayacha diya kabe sudaha bhimana kabe hama heribo Sri Vrindavan. It is only then, when I am free of these egoistic attachments to enjoy this world, only then could I see Vrindavan. Seeing Vrindavan is not a cheap thing. If we have any addictions to any activities or desires that are not Krishna's will, Vrindavan is not revealed to us. So Narottam Das Thakur is teaching us how to pray. When will that day be, Krishna? When will that day be? When I become so sincere that I relinquish all of these selfish desires that are strangling me. When will I be free from these weeds, these thorny, horrible weeds that are choking my devotional creeper? Only then will I see Vrindavan. So let us chant the holy names to purify ourselves of these desires with that great longing that by serving the great souls and serving even the small souls and chanting the names of the Lord with sincerity, our hearts may melt. And when our hearts melt and become like soft butter, Krishna will steal our hearts. And then when we come to Navala Kund and Apsara Kund and we have realization of how these two small lakes are eternally the ambrosial nectar of Radha and Krishna and the gopis' bodies melted in ecstasy of love for each other, with tears of gratitude and all humility, we will fall in the dust of this place. We are just at the sector of Govardhan named Puncheri, which is Sri Giriraj's peacock tail. We are about to come to the temple of Puncheri Kalota Baba, which is always a favorite place for the devotees of Radha Gopinath temple. Very special deity. There was a cowherd boy named Lota. And when Akrura had Krishna and Balaram on chariot to take them to Mathura, Lota ran up to Krishna and said, "Where are you going? I prepared prasad for you." And Krishna said, "I'm going to Mathura." He said, no, I already prepared prasad for you. Please come and take my prasad." And Krishna said, "But I'm going to Mathura." And Lota Baba said, "Well, when will you return?" Krishna said, "I will return the day after tomorrow." Lota Baba said, "Well, I will not eat, and I will not drink, and I will not sleep. I will just sit in one place with that food, waiting for you to return." Lota Baba has been waiting a long time. He waited and waited and waited and waited. He had faith in Krishna's promise. And he still does. He has not taken a drop of water or eaten any food himself. And if you look at the deity, he's quite, what is the word? He's quite healthy looking. He looks very well fed. He's quite little fatty deity. So how is that possible? Because of his faith. He's sitting in such deep, intense separation from Krishna. But he has faith. Krishna told me he will return. And he will return. And he's waiting. Such determination. Lota Baba is also the color of Hanumanji, who is also the embodiment of determination. Hanumanji saw Sita putting some of this sindoor. Is that what ladies call it? Sindoor? Yes? He's putting sindoor like this in her. And Hanuman says, "Why are you doing like that?" And Sita said, "Because Ram likes this." So Hanuman, he just made buckets of this. And covered his entire body with, "If this is what Ram likes, then..." And in every temple, for hundreds and thousands of temples all over India, Hanuman is waiting for Ram in this way. Whatever is the pleasure of Ram. Hanuman's determination. In the service of the Lord is something glorious. So Sri Rupa Goswami, this is very auspicious to hear the bull, but it's very inauspicious to be in his path. So advise you that bulls in Vrindavan, bulls always have the right of way. Puncherika Lota Bhava. Thousands of years waiting because Krishna promised. He's nourished by his faith. And therefore, he's always strong. Krishna has told us in Gita, "Man mana bhava mad bhakto madhya chinnam namaskuru mami vaisheshi shakyante pratinjani pariyoshime." He has promised us all, just remember me, become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage unto me, and you will come to me without fail. To execute Krishna consciousness, we must follow in the footsteps of Puncharika Lota Baba. We must have patience and enthusiasm. And in order to have such patience and enthusiasm, no matter how many years, no matter how many lifetimes it takes, we know we will attain perfection if we just serve Guru and Gauranga sincerely. There must be faith. So we should pray when we stand before Puncharika Lota Baba. Certainly you will smile when you see him, because he's very happy. We should pray that he may bless us with faith, with patience, and with determination. We will also be visiting the cave of Raghava Pandit, the Mani Kandali cave. Raghava Pandit lived here at the time of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. He was a very, very dear friend of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. He would live in that cave and perform his bhajan with such intense devotional service. And whenever devotees would come from various places who were the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghava Pandit would be sent, would be asked by Raghunath Das Goswami to give them the whole parikram of the 12 forests of Vrindavan. Most famous in Bhakti Ratnakar, there is a whole chapter of Raghava Pandit giving a tour of Sri Braj Mandala to Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivasacharya. And much of the most sacred information that Gaudiya Vaishnavas have, that we speak during these parikramas, is the words of Raghava Pandit to Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivasacharya. According to Gaura Ganodesh Deepika, Raghava Pandit was Champak Lata Sakhi, one of the eight Sakhis in Sri Krishna Leela. And in that same cave, in the Nitya Leela of Sri Radha and Krishna, Champak Lata would make beautiful arrangements for Radha and Krishna to meet and have pastimes of transcendental love. Thank you very much. Now we will continue our parikrama of Sri Giriraj. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. And if we have devotees who can gather some water from Apsara Kund and Navala Kund and sprinkle it upon the heads of all the assembled Vaishnavas.